You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome into the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. AJ, Rudo, Blaze coming to you live as the Avs lose in the shootout to the LA Kings. 5-4 in a game there's really no way around it. I mean, if we're being honest, the Avs played good hockey for 5 minutes of the 65 minutes of this hockey game. Not much more than that. They still should have won. Those 5 minutes were enough to give them a two-goal lead into the third period, and they blew it. There's no two ways around it. I guess I have the 60-second rundown, so I will do that part of it, and then we'll get into talking about it.
3, 2, 1.
First period was not a good period at all for the Avalanche. The Kings just looked like the objectively better team in that period, and the scoreboard reflected that with a 1-0 Kings lead after the first. The first half of the second period was a mess for both teams. Both of them looked kind of terrible. And then the second half, the Avs started figuring things out. They end up dropping 4 goals in the period entirely, while the Kings pick up 1 to put it to a 4-2 game. Cale Makar was just disgusting, nasty filth. Third period, the Avs just blow it. I don't know any other way to put it. They just blow it. It's not that they didn't have opportunities. It's not that they didn't prevent Kings from doing things. The Kings just found a way to score, and the Avs found a way to throw. Overtime was overtime, pretty bland for the first part of it, and then one real good chance from Kale that doesn't get converted, and the Avs get beat in the shootout as Evan Rodriguez now has a book on his move, and Georgiev can't stop 2 of the 3 shooters.
Done.
That's it.
Yeah.
This one is a tough one for me, because the Avs didn't play terribly, but they didn't play close to what they're capable of for the vast majority of the game. I don't think the Kings were playing particularly well.
I don't think... Let's a couple things are true here.
For sure.
I think you're right that the Avs played 5 minutes of good hockey.
But it's not like the Kings played good the other 55.
Exactly, because if you get into the numbers of this, 5v5 in this hockey game, the Avs have the advantage in shot attempts, shots on goal, scoring chances, and high danger chances. High danger chances are 8-1 in 5v5 in this hockey game.
Yep.
Like, the Avalanche, it wasn't like the Avalanche are just giving the Kings free pass at 5v5.
Yep.
This is a game where your special teams lost it.
Yep.
And your goaltender wasn't good enough.
Yep. Hard
again,
agree.
I mean, again, like, with Georgiev, it's either... he's either having an exceptional night or he's having a bad night. There doesn't seem to be an in-between
that
for him right
ground,
now where you're
yeah.
just like, this is just kind of a mediocre 3-goal night. You know, if it gets to be, if it's more than 2, it's 4, it's 5, it's 6, you know, and I see Chad has already decided that this is all Sam Girard's fault.
How?
But, I mean, you have a goaltender that just didn't help you very much. And I don't think you look at a couple of those goals and yeah, Georgiev doesn't have a chance on them, but a couple of them he does and just doesn't do anything.
Certainly the first one. You just need better. And yes, from Georgiev and from other players too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mikko Rantanen didn't do it. He had 2 assists tonight on one where he got very lucky to have gotten an assist that he should have just shot the puck.
Yep.
And the other one is a great play.
The other one's a nasty play.
But otherwise is a near non-factor in the hockey game.
Yep.
You can't have that happen. Cale Makar and Devon Taves, and Cale Makar was great tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cale Makar was great. Also on the ice, for some problems.
Nonsense. Yeah.
So you're just.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. Yeah,
you're blaming a loss on you're blaming the loss on the fourth goal. Yeah. Like,
EJ.
It's entirely Sam Girard's fault that they lost.
I don't. Because, EJ and Girard weren't good like how on, the defended goal, on the fourth but goal, but it's not like they were terrible tonight.
And a lot of people on them for the first goal.
How? That's got to be a stop from your goaltender.
Well, and it has to be a stop from your goaltender. And what the fuck does Eric Johnson do on that play?
Right.
Well, Sam Girard is marking somebody, and Eric Johnson's not.
That would be also the last goal in the third period where.
Well, and like the fourth goal you could be upset about because he got danced. Yeah. Like Sam Girard gets walked around. It's bad defense.
Yeah. Yeah, but
there's three other goals in the hockey game that happened here. Yeah.
Well, and you're also talking about a game where different outcome if the puck just lands flat on that rebound from Makar in the OT.
It's in the net and they win the game, but. Yeah. Why are they in OT in the first place? Because they blew a two-goal lead.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an issue. That's where a goalie has to lock it down in the third, what we're not seeing this right now.
Well, and, like, the third goal that you give up, on the PK there, like, it's not even close.
Yep.
Alex Iafallo was by himself in the middle of the ice. 4 feet away.
The Avs have just abandoned their coverage entirely.
Yeah. The puck just goes right in between Makar and Taves.
Yep.
No, I don't see anybody saying shit about that. It's all about Sam Girard. Like, you can absolutely need more from Sam Girard. They do. They 100% do. They need more from Eric Johnson.
I mean,
tonight, they needed just a little more. Moose
is
from
there
Mikko.
Is there a dude they didn't need more from tonight? Honest, like even Kale, you're talking about that overtime finish. Like,
yeah, and like that bouncing puck. Hey, if he just beats Copley,
yeah,
it's not like Phoenix Copley was great tonight.
Well,
so you know,
the Avs just blew it. It's no particular player. The Colorado Avalanche as a team.
That's the
blew
thing.
This game.
You point the blame at a number of guys. Yeah. Your special teams loses you another game.
Yep.
You know, it arguably lost you the Arizona game too.
And don't make no mistake, when we say special teams, we don't just mean the PK. The power play wasn't good
your
enough.
Your power
either.
Play, you score in a game where you score a power play goal, but the rest of your power plays
were disastrous.
Are not competitive.
They weren't even close to being
good.
Like the you get the gift of a power play with 2.5 minutes left in regulation.
And
you win the faceoff, you get one scoring chance and never get set up again.
Yep.
It's tough.
And like one of their failed power plays was 17 seconds long. Don't care about that.
It's the lack of impact of the other three that
failed. Well, and it's you're not going to score on all of them, right? But you're not even coming close.
And there's some context there. I get it. A second unit that includes Malgin and Ben Myers, you get what you get out of. But the first unit wasn't nearly close to good enough.
Dude, so bad. Their power play tonight was so bad. Their penalty kill was so bad.
Yep.
And it undid a perfectly forgettable night at 5v5.
Yeah.
They were not exceptional. They were not exceptional at 5v5. They weren't bad at 5v5. I don't think either team had a major true advantage at 5v5.
Yep. It is what it is. And you need better, even with context of understanding the lineup. You can't have a night where you score four goals with this lineup and lose.
All this, like, they need to do something right now. This is pathetic. Like, look, it's an embarrassing loss at home. They should have won this hockey game, but, like, they're 1 point out of third place in their division. They're still within striking distance of their whole division. They're surviving.
On the whole, it's fine. Like, and if you're talking about trading, I would ask you, what player are you moving off this roster and what are you getting back that makes you better?
Well, in all of the, you've got to get rid of Sam Girard. All right, well, if you think Sam Girard is that bad, what are you getting back for him that makes you better?
Yeah.
There is no, you have to get a defenseman back unless you want to play Keaton Middleton.
Yeah, are you playing Jacob McDonald or Curtis McDermott in Sam Girard's spot? And you're going to tell me that you're now better?
Tough look. Anyway.
I just don't know what to do there.
It's definitely not a good
like
answer.
Like you need Sam Girard to play better hockey. He's a much better player than we've seen. Yep. He needs to be better. You're trying to get rid of Alex Newhook. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand that take at all, but whatever.
Like this is classic. Like I am frustrated that my team has lost. Get rid of guys.
Well, yep. it's an over.
I don't care about 3 years from now. I don't care about how you build a team. I don't care about how you have a culture. I don't care about anything. I want accountability in this moment for this game, which I am frustrated.
3 years is generous. I feel like you don't care about 2 weeks from now. Yeah. That take. Like, it's still a bad loss. You absolutely should be frustrated with the loss that the Colorado Avalanche put together tonight.
Yeah, and I tell you,
doesn't mean blow up the team.
If this was the Avalanche at their best, if this was the healthy Avalanche, you would have serious concerns about them.
Alarm bells going off everywhere.
You'd have serious concerns about them making the postseason.
Yep.
But we also know, like, Nathan MacKinnon is back within the next week. Like, do we know what's going on with Valeri Nichushkin right now, or Bo Byram, or Josh Manson? Gabe Landeskog, those guys all remain a ways out.
Is it?
Totally.
I see in chat people saying it's not one game of frustration. I give you two. The Arizona game wasn't particularly good.
Yeah, they were good. I feel like when they were on a four-game winning streak, they weren't having these conversations.
Exactly. Not just a four-game winning streak. A four-game winning streak where they're dominating teams.
Yeah.
Like crushing them when it comes to possession metrics.
Yeah, and their big problem was they couldn't score goals. Yep. They scored 7 goals in 2 games and lost them both.
Yep. They fixed the problem. It's just everything else broke.
Well, and the other two teams that you played are starting to win games. This team that you played tonight, the LA Kings, have been on a hot streak lately.
Well, and like, for me, you got embarrassed in Arizona by a bad hockey team, but there's also something weird happening in Mullet Arena where Arizona is.
They just beat Toronto tonight.
They just beat Toronto with the same score, 6-3. Yeah,
and they've won. Like, they beat Boston in that building. Yep. Like,
they've beat a bunch of
good
teams.
It's starting to be like the God Slayers down there, right? Like, all the best teams go into Arizona and walk out with a loss. None of it makes sense. I don't know what's happening there, but, like, you feel bad about that. It's a bad loss tonight because you were up 4-2 going into the third period.
Absolutely.
But losing a shootout game to the Los Angeles Kings, who is, like, they're a competitive team. I'm personally not a big fan.
Before the game started, 1 point is fine.
But, like, it's not like, oh, my God, what a joke. Oh, my God. Like, the comments of, like, the franchise is pathetic. They won a Stanley Cup not that long ago, and they've had 0 days this year with a healthy roster.
I just don't.
Like, we've asked them to survive with a ton of injuries. They are surviving. This is what surviving looks like. It's not pretty. It's not fun.
Right.
It doesn't feel good. It's just enough.
I wouldn't even. Before the game started, a point is good. At the end of the first period, a point would have been good out of this game. Halfway through the second period, a point would have been good out of this game. Yes, they popped off at the end of the second period. Yes, at that point, they absolutely should have won.
Yeah, 100%.
And they didn't, which 100%. Is why we're saying they blew it. But.
This is not the end of the world. The world does not end on December 29th. Thank you. Yeah. The season's not over, guys. It's okay.
Well, and like, if you just go back to like December 1st and you're looking at what's going on with the Avalanche.
Yeah.
And then you look at the stretch of games, January 1, where I had the Avs, was not in a playoff spot.
You knew,
wasn't even close.
You knew that 5-game homestand was the softest part of the schedule.
Yeah.
And then coming out of the break with Arizona and with the goofy travel and with all that, and then whatever's happening in Mullet Arena, where the Coyotes are just a good hockey team, it's just different. You know, it's... And now their schedule gets harder. Like, it's not going to get any easier. They need to continue to find a way to scrape points.
Yeah.
But, like, they are... The Kings are now what, 5 points ahead of the Avs, something like that. With five games
Sounds
in,
right.
when the Avalanche have 5 games in
with
hand,
with a million games in hand.
Yeah. And you're talking about that is directly a team that is directly in the wild card conversation out west. Like, The Avs are not in a bad position here. This knee jerk, they need to go get somebody. They need help right now. Well, they're about
Nathan
to trade
McKinnon.
They're about to trade Charles Hudon for Nathan McKinnon. Like. I feel like that might help a little bit.
Anyway. McKinnon, Landeskog.
Well, and like
Manson,
they have another.
Irem.
They have another month to go before you start talking about Landy. In that sure. month, you could see those guys come back. Yeah. We don't know when those guys
Darren
are coming
Helm,
back.
Who knows when Val Nichushkin becomes
yeah.
a
we
conversation
don't know,
again?
Like, so, like, we won't put any kind of timeline, but certainly Nathan McKinnon and Gabe Landeskog within the next month, it would really help.
Jonathan Toews.
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the Avs should attempt the look good, feel good, play good strategy. And go over to Pins and Aces and get the DNVR golf apparel that you can get over there. They got you fully covered with that. They also have the beer sleeve that you can put right in your golf bag. Holds 7 beers. You can take them right onto the course with you. Works out great. Honestly, felt like the Avs might have needed some swing juice tonight. So maybe they should put a beer sleeve in their hockey bags or something. But
take the beer sleeve away from Georgiev before the game.
Or that. Also an option. Either way, check out pinsandaces.com and get 15% off and free shipping when you use code DNVR over there for all of the golf merch. Also brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. You go over there, you use the code DNVR when you sign up. You bet $5 on any NHL team to win their next game, and when they do, you get $150 in free bets, which you can take and bet on whatever suits your fancy, whether it's football or basketball or hi-lay or field hockey, or I don't know. We're still a ways away from the next Olympics, so you can't get into the really crazy stuff. But yeah, sure. Whatever you want. Literally, if it's a sport, you can bet on it with DraftKings. So check it out. They also have same game parlays. I don't know what the same game parlay X is, whatever you want to call those, where you can put two parlays from different games together. All sorts of crazy stuff you can bet on with DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See the show notes down below for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Second period of this game, the Avs do get it back to 1 with their power play early when you still felt good about the special teams a little bit.
Just shoot, Mikko.
Yeah, that's a goal if Mikko shoots it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the net was wide open.
He makes still wide open pass. When he makes that pass. Yeah. But you saw it, it like clips the stick just
barely
enough,
gets through.
Yeah, yeah, and then it gets through, and then JT's like, I got all day.
I can set, load, pick my spot,
yeah,
shoot.
I'm going to check the mail. Yeah. Oh, I've got a notification on my phone.
Let's says shoot.
Let's update all my apps. Oh, the alarm is going off. All right, I'll shoot now.
It worked out, so I'm not going to complain too much about that play. But, AJ, I think you said it best. And even though the Avs did score 4 goals tonight, at times they felt like a team that was lacking a bit of confidence in the shooting category.
Yeah, they passed up a lot of good scoring opportunities. Oh, this first goal against kills me, man.
Yep. It's not good enough.
Yeah, it just kills me. Sorry, just rewatching it. I don't know where Eric Johnson is going. All this hate on Sam Girard, but
EJ has been worse.
What is
on that
what does Eric like go and watch outright. The entire from the sequence of the entry into the zone on the first goal for the Kings and ask yourself the entire time what is EJ accomplishing?
He's just living in a COVID bubble. All right.
He's
really good at having no one within 5 feet of him.
Like, what is he doing? And then when he finally gets competitive, it's too late.
Yep.
And then your goaltender gives up. It shouldn't be a goal anyway.
Yep.
It just shouldn't be. That's so soft from Georgiev.
Yeah, I agree.
And like the second goal is this across where they don't even mark the guy on the back post that.
Yeah.
Evan Rodriguez just lets him skate on in.
Yeah.
And it's totally open. You can't, there's nothing Georgiev does
can do
there.
About that one, yeah. It's a tough spot because of just so many ways that the Avs have screwed this up.
Yeah, and they get the freebie. The Cogliano goal is soft as can be. It's the same goal
that
LA
Georgiev gave up as the first.
Yeah. And they're the same thing. You're evened up there.
And that, like, that's a nothing play, and the Avs get themselves back into the game.
Yeah, game score is a fucking terrible stat, guys. Please stop using it.
Game score is like using plus minus. Like,
yeah, just please stop. Please stop thinking it means anything.
It way too overvalues being on the ice for a goal against.
Yeah, and on the ice for a goal. Well. Yeah.
It's just
guys that have nothing to do with any of it end up getting rocked
plus
in that thing.
Two game score because you were on the ice and Cale Makar did something dope. Like,
right. Well, and you watch. There is a goal in this game where Cale Makar intercepts the pass in the neutral zone.
Yep.
Dances everybody, does some spectacular shit, scores, and four guys all got
pluses.
Bumps in their game score because of shit like that. Just please stop using it.
Yep.
I know that it's a really quick and handy tool to be like, I look at it every game because it tells me some basic information. I don't look at the order of things. I don't look at the bars. I hate it. I hate game score. I hate it so much. And
any statistic that tries to single-handedly distill an entire player's hockey game has never worked. And in my opinion, will probably never work. This isn't baseball where outcomes are very specific and calculable. There's too much crazy random shit that goes on in hockey for that to function. That's why advanced stats are like a billion different stats that you look at as a whole picture.
Yeah, it's why you use a lot of information to decide on how you feel about a player and not one thing, of course. And I just, this my personal, like, I will, like, go to the grave thinking game score fucking sucks.
Yep. Blaze, before we get to the part of the game where the Avs popped off, is it really just expecting solid play defensively out of the Avs through the first half of this game? Or is there things on the offensive side that they need to do better as well?
Well, I mean, I think it all starts with the defense. Like, if you're not solid on the defense, you don't have any offensive pressure, right? Just because you can't convert and you can't get up the ice quick enough if your defense is playing bad. And, like, I'm just looking through, like, I'm just watching the replays there. I mean, Cale Makar is in no man's land on one of those goals, right?
Yeah, yep.
I don't see the difference. Like, the only difference I can see that maybe people aren't looking at is, like, Sam Girard isn't giving you offense. But Makar had some bad plays out there tonight as well. He did dope shit on the other side of the puck tonight.
Yeah.
If Sam Girard scores two goals, is everyone living with, or a goal, has an assist? Is everyone living with the defensive? Well,
they didn't last game
because
he picked up an assist. He had an assist and he scored a game winning goal in Nashville
in overtime right before.
Nobody gave a shit, man.
It's just weird.
And, like, the thing is, like, he's a defenseman. His defense needs to be good.
Yeah.
Or the trade-off is you do crazy shit on offense.
Yeah.
Cale Makar had 3 points in 3 minutes. Like,
yeah.
So he's gonna make a blown coverage. He's gonna make a mistake here on the defensive end, and, like, they end up with a goal, and that's why teams lose.
Yeah.
And that's why this, like, singular focus on Sam Girard, like, the three of us are not going to sit here and tell you Sam Girard is playing good hockey.
No. He's been bad the last two games. He also hasn't been the reason they lost by himself.
And you don't look at one player and ever say, it's on this guy.
Yeah.
It's never on one guy.
For square one, EJ, on his pairing, has also been terrible the last two games.
You can absolutely look at that pairing together and just say, this is a train wreck right now.
Yep.
A train wreck. Now, are they just having a bad couple of games? Because when we're talking about this pairing like this, when, you know, the Islanders, the Canadiens, and the Preds were all losing to the Avalanche, we weren't like, oh my God, the second pairing is unplayable. They've been holy fucking shit bad the last two games.
Yeah. Yep. I there's no way around them having to be better. And again, they have to be better because the Avs right now don't have another option.
Yeah.
Until Byram and Manson at least start skating, then you can have a conversation. But
yeah, well, and you have two defensemen that you trust so little on defense.
Couldn't even play them 10 minutes tonight.
They are playing 5 minutes or less every night as forwards for you. Yeah. You are rostering two defensemen by trade. their whole lives and playing them on a fourth line for and four that you minutes. Don't yeah. that you don't play.
Like, it's maddening. It's actually maddening.
Well, and like defense is paired with goaltending. Goaltending is paired with defense.
Of course.
Yeah, it and all works together. Well, when we talk about defense, is not just on defensemen. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's
there are three forwards on the ice.
And Blaze, as you were getting at the start of this, there are a few teams where their defense is as tied to their offense as the Avs is.
Yeah.
They're very much about breaking pucks out effectively and getting their defensemen involved, going the right direction.
Yeah.
And it's just not great, other than that 5-minute stretch where Cale Makar is just better than everyone else.
Yeah, where he just takes over.
Just wasn't
and
good enough.
It sucks to see that get ruined.
Of course it does.
We're not sitting here talking about, oh my God, Cale Makar, girl, please. Like, just doing some unicorn shit. Yeah. Oh, you want to trade Sam Gerard for a 5th-round pick? Yeah, that makes you better. I would just like to say that 5th-round pick probably also gets danced tonight.
I mean, the Shovel is just a hard troll in the
I'm
chat.
Just saying.
Like, we know this already.
Every trade proposal that you come up with, there's a good argument that as much as it may help in one area, it hurts in another.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's where you're just the answer is Sam Gerard has to play
it's
better.
It's why contending teams don't trade roster players, at least good ones. Anyway, let's take a moment here, and if the king of the game is ready, we can just do it now. Because holy shit, Cale Makar! Like, welcome back to being an actual alien. That shit was insane. Yeah.
Dope.
Unreal game. Well, and like the first assist is on the Cogliano
goal.
That
one's free.
Totally free.
The other two plays are all world level, absolute stunning. Mm-hmm. How the hell did he even do that?
Yeah, and the one that starts with the keep into the zone and like a good cycle, an extended shift.
Yep.
A tired Kings team, like that's all. That was sick.
Well, makes the move through the guy, loses the puck, and reaches
it back.
Yeah.
Somehow keeps going. That was great.
Off on his own, man. Cale Makar, you put 40 points for the Avs in the standings, and then tonight you just give Cale Makar one.
Yeah.
Just give him the standings point. He was that good tonight.
I get it. The puck bobbled on him in overtime where he had a chance to win it. But again, even with Cale Makar's shortcomings defensively in this game at times...
Yeah, and you lament the bouncing puck in overtime because he makes the play. They get the 2-on-1.
Right.
He shoots it, and then the rebound is right there, and it just goes right over his stick. And that's one, like, that's a...
That happens 10 times. He's got it 9 times.
Well, and you're like, you're talking about, like, look, you got puck lucked on that one.
Completely out of his control.
You can be furious about how the Avs played. You can hate Sam Gerard's continued existence as a human being, whatever. They got puck lucked on that one. They got a bad bounce, and then they couldn't finish from there.
And after the end of the second period, after every shift, Cale Makar goes back to the bench and looks around and is like, this backpack ain't big enough, fam.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Give me something.
Yeah, he took the backpack from Mikko tonight.
Yep. Straight up stole it off his back.
Yeah. Mikko with 2 assists. This was a classic Mikko game. Does not play a great hockey game, finishes with 2 assists.
The Mikko game where if Nathan McKinnon's on the roster, you probably feel pretty okay with it.
Yeah.
But Nathan McKinnon's not on the roster right now, so.
Yeah.
Is what it is. You get into the third period, and you just can't do stupid shit. Andrew Cogliano flips a puck out of the...
Yeah,
and I know Brad Hunt took the penalty because he knocked it.
Yeah,
that's on Cogliano.
Well, it's a delay of game on Cogliano.
Right.
Like,
that's the actual penalty there.
Yeah.
And there's more wiggle room for a player. Ben Myers does that. Charles Hudon does that. Okay, the expectations aren't there. Andrew Cogliano's got almost 1,200 NHL games. You can't do that shit in a 2-goal lead in the third period. That's
a minute in.
What's
to a third
one
period,
thing like, you can't do?
Yeah,
in that situation,
your PK has been awful, and you put them on a power play immediately into the third period. You help build a comeback. They didn't have to work for that.
Yep, it was free.
Yeah, they got a free power play because you were just too stupid in that moment. You just made the stupid mistake.
Yep.
That's a guy that you're like, look, Andreas Englund makes that play. You're like, AHL players, LOL,
yeah, right?
Right. Like, you know, like, there are some guys that have killed the Avs because they don't belong in the NHL and are here as Band-Aids.
Yep. And you just live with whatever you get out of those guys.
You just, yeah. You have no other option there. But Andrew Cogliano can't do that.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, outside of the goal, I don't think Andrew Cogliano was any good tonight. And the goal is a freebie.
Yeah.
And it's tough because even with the Avs scoring four goals tonight, you got nothing from your bottom six again. And I get it. There's guys down there that you don't expect anything out of.
Well, and this is one where is it so important to try and mess around with cap space that you are literally playing Jacob McDonald and Curtis McDermott less than 5 minutes
right.
Every single night.
That's a fair point. The Avs are getting a very little out of their bottom six because they're
not playing.
They're playing a bottom three. It's tough. It's just tough to be successful like that.
You're playing with three forward lines and two defensive pairings, and right now your second defensive pairing is crumbling.
Yep. And Devontae's 29 and a half minutes tonight. Kale McCarr, 28 minutes tonight. Those
what
guys.
Did England, every what night. Did England play?
England.
I think it was about
was
nine.
Under 10. Brad Hunt was 841. England got 1105 in the end.
Yeah.
It's just. You're playing without a quarter of your lineup. Like,
yeah. And actively. This is where I think Bednar's hurting them.
Yep.
Is because he is putting it, and he's, look, in a way it's justifiable because you watch that fourth line play and you're like.
you don't want to play those guys, but why aren't you having a conversation about
exactly.
Shane Bowers?
Like you're looking at like, Jean-Luc Foudy did some things that you liked,
was a reasonably effective hockey player. Yeah.
You were really excited to see what Shane Bowers could give you, and then he got hurt, and now what? He's not worthy of a look all of a sudden? Like, you can't tell me that any more, any less. You're looking at nothing is happening here on this line. You're making your life a little harder on yourself, and it's like a triple up effect. Yeah. You know, like...
It just
I know rivers don't work that way, but all of a sudden it's like a trickle-up effect where those guys give you diminishing returns because they're all being overplayed.
Yep.
There are nobody out there in the world is meant to play 29, 28 minutes a night and continue with the same level of effectiveness.
You're just not going to have that jump.
You're not going to. You have to save something in the tank. And that's where I think you've seen Taves and McCarr have continued to be absolutely... Yep. Excellent.
Absurdly good. Yeah,
I think coming in tonight, when you look at expected goals expected goals percentage on the season, Taves and McCarr, I believe, are the second best pairing in the NHL.
Yep, they were.
They probably,
still are given Kale was on the ice for three goals.
That's true.
So like you're talking about that, but they give you diminishing returns. On the offensive end, you know, Devon Taves is not giving you very much. And outside of those 3 minutes and the one overtime shift, it's like, oh, if you take away all the good things. But, like, where's McCarr on the power play? Why isn't McCarr the entry guy there?
Well, and
that's not McCarr's fault. But
no,
I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
You're saying all these little things are adding up. And you're just saying, okay, this is how you build losses.
Yeah.
Is that these little things, you don't have a fourth line that can give your guys a breather. Miko has worn the backpack for the last two weeks. Kale took the backpack tonight, but Miko took the rest of the night off.
Look at the game-tying goal. Who scores the game-tying goal for the LA Kings? Sean Walker.
Yeah, Sean Walker dances through your team.
Second goal of the year.
Who does everybody's talking about him working Sam Girard in the defensive zone. Who does he dance in the neutral zone? Oh. It's Andrew Cogliano.
Yeah, I thought it was Cogs. And it's that's the guy that the Avs aren't getting right now. They're not getting that guy in their depth, in this case a defenseman. But Andreas Englund, he tried it. He tried to win the hockey game 5-4, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
the Avs aren't getting that production.
He should have. England should have drawn a tripping penalty.
Yeah, probably.
In with like 30 seconds left in regulation, but they didn't want to call another penalty.
Yep.
They had decided that the penalties were done for the night, and a blatant trip on England in the corner is fine.
And LA is just...
Not that the power play would have done anything.
LA is just built a little bit differently, too. Like, they are getting scoring up and down their lineup.
Yeah, they don't have a superstar that does that for them. They don't have... It's a team backpack.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have to get it from all... You know, they get... Oh, there's a Victor Arvidsson, and there's Kevin Fiala, and there's Phil Deneau, and Andre Kopitar, and, like, it's all over their lineup. Because that's how they're built. Yep. The Avs are built to be top-heavy.
And
to have elite talent win them games.
Sean Walker, that was his eighth point of the year.
Yeah.
For comparison of guys down the Avs depth, Jacob McDonald, 1 point in 25 games. Andreas Englund, 1 point in 25 games. Curtis McDermott, 1 point in 13 games.
And like with McDermott and McDonald, because McDonald's got, I think, the 1 point in 26 games.
Yeah, tonight would be 26.
Yeah. And you're looking at his time on ice and his last like 10 games.
It's like,
you're like, what's combined, what, you're asking Jacob McDonald to score
minutes,
a point?
Right.
You're asking him to score a point in 4 minutes of ice time? He had one game where he played a minute.
A minute 46. Yeah, it was like under 2 minutes. Like, what are you even doing at that point? It's a weird look. It's definitely a weird look. We are brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can get it down here at the bar on tap or find it near you with the Breck Beer locator at your local liquor store. We got a bunch of new beers coming out. I don't know what I can spoil and what I can't, but there's some new Breck beers coming out. I know I can tell you that much. So keep your eyes peeled for some new Breck brews going out. We're also brought to you by the amazing people over at Green Mountain Dental. You can go to them, the best family dentist in the Denver metro area, just 15 minutes from downtown over in Lakewood. They'll take care of you when you get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. They give you a free Sonicare toothbrush just for taking care of your teeth. So be sure you get scheduled in with them and get your teeth nice and clean and healthy and looking good. Because, you know, sometimes you just got to smile at people like Logan O'Connor, all right? Sometimes you got to make people angry with your teeth.
Would love to see him do something, too.
Would be nice. And that's... It's just all of this negativity because the Avs were up 4-2 at the start of the third period.
Yeah.
There's no, as much as
it's really frustrating,
we're not worried about the bigger picture, as totally. Much as we're contexting this, that third period is not acceptable. Doesn't matter what your lineup is. Yeah. Doesn't matter what time of the year the season is. If you blow a 2-goal lead in a 20-minute period, that's bad.
And like, they did a great job in between the two goals of not allowing very much to happen.
Sure.
But ultimately, like, you gave them a free power play.
And you let three dudes walk right down the middle of your lane.
Immediately. Like, at the start of the period.
Yep.
And then don't bother covering anybody. It's the easiest power play the Kings will ever have.
Yep.
And then Sean Walker dances you. Like, Sean Walker. It's unacceptable, man.
Very reminiscent of the teens Avs. The go up and then lose in the third
period.
Not
a good thing to be reminiscent of.
No.
And, you know, we have conversations a lot about good bounces, bad bounces. We talked about it in the Coyotes game. The Avs took some tough bounces in that Coyotes game. Yes, the Cale Makar didn't win the game bounce was tough, but the rest of tonight, certainly the goals the Avs gave up, those aren't bad bounces. That's on Colorado just not playing well enough.
Yep. Well, and it's like the PK had been so solid, and that was a huge thing, is that the things that you need, that the Avalanche need to consistently be good at in order to get points right now, the you go back and look at all of their wins. They need a good goaltender performance. Didn't get it tonight.
Yep.
There's absolutely no way that you can blame everybody else in the world for 5 goals against tonight. It, you know, 4 and then 2 shootout goals where he just gets bodied.
Yep.
And not look at Alexander Georgiev and say he needed to be better. You need a good goaltending performance. You can't lose the special teams battle.
So at least
you
tie
may
it.
Not you may not win it.
Tie it. Yeah.
But you cannot lose the special teams battle.
Yeah.
Lost that. All right. So now you've lost that. You had a bad goalie night.
And that turns
And it erases the fact that you need, from there, you need your star players to be star players. That's the third box
you need,
there.
You need two of those three every night right now.
Yeah. You checked the third box, and the first two didn't get checked, so it just didn't matter. It should have. They had a 4-2 lead, and your star players should have been at the forefront of this conversation.
Yep.
It should have been, Mikko 2-point night, even though that's nowhere near as well as he's played in the last week. Still got 2 points for you.
The shootout is what it is.
You don't mind Evan Rodriguez going to the well.
You're going to let, until it didn't work, you're going to let
totally.
Him do that.
I mean, he had taken, so that move has embarrassed Igor Shesterkin and Ilya Sorokin, and it gets stuffed by Phoenix Copley.
Hockey's
it's
weird,
most,
fam.
It's the most hockey shit I've ever
Hockey's
heard.
Hockey's weird.
Oh, the video's out.
Well, I mean, the video's out, but also Erod's going to go watch that and say, oh, that five hole was the grand
wide open. Yeah.
Well, that's what we said after we watched it. Ooh, could have snuck it five holes.
He just didn't. He's never had to adjust.
Because the goalie hasn't been right there. Yep. Right?
And then with gone. Mikko, we talked about it while it was happening. When Mikko likes to make moves,
it doesn't work.
The shootout is a little iffy, but when he just goes down and picks a spot, he's got an elite release and a wonderful shot.
Yep.
You just trust him to smoke one by a goalie. Like,
just beat him clean.
They don't work. Georgiev does a great job stopping Gabe Vilardi, but then Arvidsson kind of sends him to the shadow realm, and he gets worked five hole on the last one.
Yeah, well, when you look at the difference, Arvidsson, beats Georgiev.
Yep.
And then Kempe comes down and shoots it.
And just rips it. Yep. Yep.
Both of your guys made cute moves and got stuffed.
Yep.
Copley was just better in the shootout, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a bunch of super chats to get to here.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a few, I know.
What the hell?
$5 from Ryan, who says, we lost, but Makar did some sick stuff, and we got a point. It is what it is. Lol. And then he has another $5.
Should have started with that. Yeah, that could have been the whole pod.
That's it. It could have been a 10-second. Five more from Ryan, who says, anyone here, Keith, thank sweet baby Jesus for kale? LOL.
It's a pretty common phrase these days.
I mean, it could have been worse. The Avs could have lost it in regulation and not picked up a point at all.
If Kale Makar didn't pop off, the Avs might lose this game 4-1.
Yeah.
MJ Seahawk with 5, who says, missing Nuke Mac will get through... Nuke and Mac? We will get through this. All right. Being hot and healthy at this most important time. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm not sure I can read at this point, but I'm doing my best. Happy New Year, MJ.
And we've talked about, there's nothing that says that just because the injuries happen in the first half, they don't happen in the second half.
Yeah.
That's how it went for the Avs last year. Going into the postseason, the Avs were a little bit injury lucky.
Yeah.
That it wasn't worse. And then as it went on, the war of attrition began and everybody just had to survive what happened.
Guys were just playing through injuries.
Yeah. But the second half of the season, the Avs were pretty healthy last year. If they could repeat that feat, it would be great.
Yeah.
Their only real injury was Landy.
Well.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, you don't
pretty
need.
Pretty important injury, of course.
You don't need perfect health. You just need your important players to stay healthy.
Well, and
right?
You would love to see what does the Avs top six look like?
Yep.
When it plays a game together.
Right. One singular game.
You know, we released, I think it's our fault, and I've felt this way for a while, but we released the Norrisman shirt, and that
and
foursome.
They played together once,
has
I think.
Barely ever been healthy together. Somebody
right
has
now.
Always been hurt. They barely have played an extended stretch of games together, ever. Ever.
Yeah. Has that spread to the three-headed monster shirt now as of late?
It's just, and it's...
Yep.
That's just, it's tough, man. It sucks.
$20 from Tommy, Big 20, who says, you would think by now, as faithful would understand, you need to find different ways to win, survive, not fall behind through a full season, and that's exactly what the Avs are doing right now.
It's true.
Beware a healthy Avs come March.
It is true, because all this, I see, the Avs, I have this bad feeling the Avs are going to miss the postseason if they can't get healthy. Yeah.
if they can't get healthy, they probably are in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If these month injuries turn into season-ending injuries, yes, they will struggle to make the postseason. Right now, they're not in that boat.
Yep. Right now, they're in McKinnon comes back next week.
Yeah, and then see what you have, because he is, you know, preseason, a lot of Avalanche fans would have said, I'll take McKinnon over McDavid. They'd have been wrong, but they would have felt that way.
But he's such a singular force that him coming back alone steps the Avs up a significant
JT Compher out of the 1C job.
Right.
And puts JT Compher somewhere else in your lineup
where he'll be more effective.
JT's done an admirable job there.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm not even trying to bag on that. I'm just saying, like, Nathan McKinnon is different, though. You don't look at Nathan McKinnon and say, oh, 12 points in 19 games is pretty good. Yeah. You look at that and you're going, what the hell's wrong with Nathan McKinnon?
He's been slow lately.
He hasn't had a stretch like that in 6 years.
Five more from Tommy, who says, got a signed game use stick from Sammy G from a friend for Christmas. Very pumped about it. It's some sick merch right there.
Well, yeah. And you know why? Because Sam Girard is a super awesome dude. Very good to fans. It sucks that fans are not as good to him.
Also a plus, if you're a normal-sized human being, you might actually be able to use a Sam Girard stick.
He uses a small stick even for him.
I know. I love that. I'm very much the Matt Duchene super mini stick type of guy.
Hard on defense.
Well, I'll just suck on defense. It'll be fine.
Hey, so does he. No, really, though, like, that's actually super cool. I mean, I like when fans are excited about stuff that they get.
Yeah.
Hopefully you want that thing.
Yeah.
If you don't, sell it, because another Avs fan will.
Exactly. Merch is always dope. Or merch isn't the right word. Memorabilia. Thank you. $2 from Bigley Silver. Yeah, you're not wrong. Who gives us his usual DNVR love. At least got a point. Shrug
totally.
Man.
1 point behind Minnesota with a game in hand.
I think it's two.
So, I mean, you're talking about, like, if they just win or OTL,
yep.
The game that they, the at least one
that
game they that
they play
have,
against each other,
they are now ahead. Like, they're really game. Right now at this point of the standings, they're really not in serious danger of missing the postseason.
Yep.
Not at all.
You're chilling.
Yeah.
The amazing.
You would have to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
The amazing Drew with another $50 because he's absolutely crazy. There's a got a little ankle for you. There you go. $50. For $50? Oh, you can have all my ankles for $50.
How many ankles do you have?
Two.
Well, you make it sound you can have all of them. Like, you got extra ankles lying around? What the
you
fuck?
Got, you got grandma
it's
ankles?
All that bone surgery I've been working through. So.
Just gave you extra ankles. All right.
I say don't trade certain multiple players, but just healthy scratch them for a game or two for anyone else possible. So they know the lackluster crap doesn't fly. Sacrifice a game or two to prove a point, just how I'm feeling right now. I get the concept of where you're coming from, but again,
you don't have the money.
You don't have the money. Two, you're at least on the defense. You are playing dudes who can't play in the NHL.
Like, yeah, I mean, you're talking about they are using their 7th and 8th defensemen at forward right now.
Yep.
So they are using their 9th and 10th defensemen in the organization.
Your next
at the position where, like, look, if you don't make deals from the past, you have Justin Barron and Drew Hellison and Connor Timmins.
But those deals got made.
But those deals also got you across the finish line to a Stanley Cup and a direct line to that Stanley Cup. It came at the cost, and the cost we knew was they cannot sustain multiple defensive injuries for a long period of time. They did that. The fact that Brad Hunt and Andreas Englund are not actively costing them games, and we're talking about Eric Johnson and Sam Girard, is kind of fucking wild.
And like, and say whatever you want about wanting to send a message to these guys. If you tell Jared Bednar that he's got to sit Sam Girard for Josh Jacobs, he's going to go, hell no. I want to win the next hockey game we play.
What message does it send? What message does it send that Sam Girard doesn't already know?
Right. And
you think Sam Girard's not aware that he needs to play better?
And the other thing, like, we've seen Jared Bednar do it with guys that it works for. We've seen him do it with a Burakovsky.
Yeah, we saw him do it with Zadorov his entire time.
Yeah.
And it worked. Like, Z always responded in that way.
Yep.
But that's also having a coach that knows what triggers a response.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you sit some guys and they just go into a hole.
Spirals them. Yeah.
And it gets worse.
Well, great response to a guy with a confidence problem. You just threw dirt on an open grave.
Wah Duchene.
Yeah, a great example. Yeah.
Look what happened there.
Yeah.
I mean, it never like, got right after that.
There were things that you could not love about Matt Duchene and how he went about certain things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in his time in Colorado, but the way that Wall went about it didn't work.
And the way that he responded to it, like,
shows you that it didn't work.
Yeah.
That's the part where you're talking about, like, I'm saying for hockey reasons, why not give Jean-Luc Foudy and Shane Bowers a look? But that also was me saying I'd put both of those guys through waivers. And if you lose them, I don't care.
Yeah. Five more from Tommy, who says, I think Shannon has the Avs in the wake me up when the playoffs start category.
So did we at the start of the year.
Yep.
The only reason this got interesting is because the Avs injury issues have been borderline catastrophic.
Genuinely, by mid-February, it might just be like, the Avs are relatively healthy and they're winning games and we're chilling. It could also be, the Avs took a billion more injuries and they're in trouble. We don't know. But another big 20, this one from Legendary Cloud, says, I was in the entire section of Avs fans swearing that Sammy G is the worst player in the world.
Which is a wild and gross overreaction.
Yep.
And you can want better from him, but the worst player in the world? Come on.
A bit of an exaggeration, to say the least. Anyway, that's all I got. Any final thoughts from you two?
The PK can be better.
Yeah.
That's something that they can actually work on without different personnel right now.
For sure.
Because right now it's soft as baby shit when teams are coming in on them. They're setting up so easily, it's fucking frustrating. Sorry. And then the other part is they're just losing players in this system. Like, things that shouldn't happen are happening right now on the PK, and they're leading to goals.
My biggest frustration continues to be the Avs rotation.
That's a funny.
Cantona says he's still having a better day than Andrew Tate for $2.
That's a fucking funny. Yeah. That's a funny tweet.
And his brother. I like that. Over a pizza box.
The greatest accidental cell phone.
The Avs,
a bad guy.
But the Avs do run this rotation on their penalty kill this year where they're not afraid to double stack both their defensemen on the same side of the ice. And that has led to a lot of the goal where Erod just gets beat to the back post tonight. Because he's expecting to turn around and see his defenseman for a handoff back there, and he's not there.
No. That's what I mean, the discussion between the defense and forwards and the PK right now.
There's
got to
be more communication or something there because it's bad.
Yeah. Well, I will say we've seen multiple teams now figure out that playing the pucks from the corners has peeled apart what the Avs have done, and teams have had a lot of success creating scoring chances by putting guys behind that goal line.
And the Avs overload the corner side and essentially just ignore the back door and die.
Well, and the Avs are like, okay, like it's in the corner. We love that. That's not dangerous.
Let's go win it there.
We want to funnel that puck back up high and away from our net. That's like they're playing
but
into.
But if they make one pass into space, then they're covering nothing.
Exactly. And that's where like Kale going and attacking that guy in the corner is fine. Taves needs to be coming across and covering Iafallo in the middle.
Yeah.
Because what is Taves leaving behind?
Right.
Because Taves stands there and covers nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Covering the guy in the middle is
watching
the same
Iafallo
as
score
covering
and
a guy behind
Devon
him.
Taves is doing nothing in that play. Agreed. Again, watch that play and ask and do it, try and do it from Taves' perspective of what are you accomplishing here?
Yeah.
Because he accomplishes nothing the entire time that he just stands there and watches that play develop. And as Makar leaves to go attack, there's no rotation, there's no sight, there's no anything.
Yep.
Taves just doesn't read it very well, which is a rare thing. Taves, one of his things, he reads the ice at an extremely high level, as I apparently can't say that word anymore. and you just don't see him make mental errors on that level very often.
I do wonder a little bit if Taves sticks there worrying about the back door and is just saying, I trust Cale Makar to be in this passing lane to not
get it
to the middle. I understand.
You see where Iafallo is shooting that puck.
I understand it wasn't the right decision, but I'm just trying to think through what might have been going through his head.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those ones where it's just like, you make that pass over to the other side, good on you. You guys win.
Yeah, and it's going to have to go board to board. You trust that you have a goalie that can get across the ice when a pass is going that far across.
Yeah.
Taves has to remove the guy from the middle. That's the pass you can't allow.
I agree.
You're one better on the power play tonight.
One better on either side of special teams tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
It just needed to be better.
Yep.
Hopefully their next game is better. We are off tomorrow, but we will be back Saturday for full game coverage as usual, so be sure to tune in.
And the shortest post-game pod we ever do.
You think?
On Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's New Year's, of course. Yeah. That like, one's going to be quick.
5
yeah.
o'clock game.
Yeah.
Well, it helps. It's a 5 o'clock game. Like, all right, let's get out of here.
So be sure to tune in if you're not going out for New Year's. If you are, hope you have a wonderful time. You know where to find us. Like, subscribe here on YouTube. Do all the good stuff. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you Saturday.